This is the second instalment of our two-part podcast for Tyre Safety Month, where I chat to Stuart Lovett, chair of the road safety charity TyreSafe. In the previous episode, we looked at the number of tyre-related incidents and their consequences, the results of this year's survey looking at the legality of tyres at the point of replacement, and the specific tyre safety issues that businesses need to look at for each vehicle type, including trucks and vans. In this episode, we're going to continue that by looking at company cars and grey fleet, including the emerging concern regarding tyre safety on electric vehicles and the safety implications of your grey fleet drivers opting for part-worn second-hand replacement tyres to save money. We also discuss the key messages and resources that are part of this October's Tyre Safety Month campaign. Vehicle checks are something I want to just cover a little now as we move on to company cars, because they're typically not checked as often as a commercial vehicle should be. You know, a van or a truck should be checked every day or at the start of every shift. But company cars typically aren't. You're lucky probably if many people do a weekly check, and monthly you might get a few more. But I'm wondering if the move to electric vehicles is causing some additional unseen challenges, because anecdotally I speak to a number of people who drive EVs, and they report often having to change tyres, particularly on the driven wheels, well before 10,000 miles, which is a lot earlier than you would normally expect, presumably because of the extra weight of the vehicle and the torque available. So I also mentioned earlier, and we've alluded to it a couple of times, about the 2.2 million tyre-related MOT failures. And the latest DVSA data seems to show a higher proportion of tyre-related MOT failures than conventionally powered cars. This seems to be quite an important emerging issue as we move to more electrified fleets over the next few years, and one that, if true, I suspect will be similar with electric vans as their numbers grow over the next few years. Do you know, is that the case?
I don't have the figures to hand on specific electric vehicles, but we do know, because of the batteries, that you know, these vehicles, particularly the vans, they are significantly heavier. Therefore, it will have a huge impact on the tyres. Now, we know you can get specific tyres now designed for electric vehicles. That is increasing. So, but it goes back to this checking your tyre pressure. So whether you're in an electric vehicle or whether you're just actually going off on your holidays and you load your family and the dog and all your suitcases in to get down to the ferry, even the manufacturer, when you look on the plate in, you know, inside your door or on the filler cap, you know, they talk about the difference between unladen and laden weights, and this is from the, you know, the vehicle manufacturers. You know, they put the what they believe to be the right tire for the right type of vehicle, and they tell you what the tire pressures are. So again, it's not us telling you what the tire pressure. This is the people who've made the vehicle and put the right type of tires on that car. But again, it's important that if you're going to be, you know, using a company vehicle and it's going to be laden, are increasingly laden, as again, say, running with only a part load, you know, you can't just rely on your tyres being able to respond to what's going out there on that journey and the stopping distances, and, you know, ultimately over a year, as we're talking about, that those tyres won't then be compromised. And, you know, in terms of if you're a fleet manager, you know, that will significantly affect your fuel efficiency of your vehicle. It will affect the lifetime of those tires because they will wear differently. So I think it's the same kind of issue whether you're driving an electric vehicle or a conventional vehicle. If you haven't got the right tire pressures for the vehicle and the load that you're carrying, and obviously, you know, on a work journey, that load could vary from day to day. You know, it is an issue that needs to be addressed, because it will affect not just fuel efficiency, and it will affect performance as well. So, you know, as we've just talked about, driving a van with underinflated tyres will seriously compromise the handling characteristics, which could then lead to, you know, an incident. Stopping distances are going to lead to a collision, and particularly if some of your drivers are, you know, are driving at higher speeds, or even just driving around in the, you know, local social road networks.
Yeah. The other side to car use for businesses is grey fleet, where employees are using their own vehicles for work. It's a topic that's always brought up when we go and do talks or events. We always get fleet managers coming up or business driver safety managers within businesses asking how to deal with grey fleet. And we all know about current inflation and the cost of living crisis at the moment. You've done a lot of work over the last few years raising awareness amongst the general public about the danger of buying used or part-worn tyres, which I didn't even realise was a thing until I first came across TyreSafe. Surely this is an issue that employers need to be more aware of, especially when asking employees to use their own cars for work.
Well, there's a number of things there, Simon. Is first of all, can I say that TyreSafe, as a policy, we are not opposed to the sale of part-worn tyres. What we have grave concerns on, in our core mission of trying to reduce the number of tyre-related collisions on the network, is that what we are opposed to is the illegal sale of part-worn tyres. So, as a, if it was a company vehicle, as you say, you probably have a contract with a local dealer, and you'll go in there and get your tyres checked on a regular basis. If it's grey fleet, as you're talking about, then that is a different issue. You've still got the same legal responsibilities for driving on business, but of course, that emphasis falls fairly and squarely on also on the driver and the owner of that vehicle, even though they may be putting claims in for using their private vehicle. And of course, as you talk about the cost of living crisis, there is the danger there that people may want to think, well, I'll go and get a part-worn tyre because that'll save me and that'll keep me going till the next payday or whatever. What we're trying to do in TyreSafe is raise awareness that one, and we're certainly doing that with this month's TyreSafe campaign, is that actually it's probably not a value purchase because you can sell a part-worn tyre with only 2 mil of tread left on, whereas a new tyre will be 6 to 7 mil as standard, and so therefore mile per mile it will be more cost effective to get a new tyre than a part-worn tyre. But you're aware of this, Simon. So thanks for the lead into this. Is that what we've done? And we went out and checked over 200 retail suppliers who were selling part wars, and you can see them basically on almost any street in any town in the country. But what we found is working with trading standards, working with the police, and also doing some cold calling, some secret shopping, if you like, with some tire industry experts. 94% of tyres were being sold and traded illegally. So they have to have the part-worn stamp on them to be sold legally. So without that stamp, then automatically they've been sold illegally. Now, you can imagine if you decide to go and buy a second-hand microwave or a washing machine, it'd have to be inspected, you have to have an electrical certificate. And all sorts, but 94% that we checked were being sold illegally. But more worryingly, 64% were unsafe to return to the road due to a number of the things, including having bolts through them and illegal repairs, or just generally unsafe. Now, I don't know about you, Simon, but I can't think of any other safety critical component where you and I could walk into a shop on. Even on a high street, never mind, back street garages, and buy something openly that is illegal. So, of course, we're trying to raise awareness of this. So, yes, there is when we talk about the legal, moral, and financial thing, there is the financial aspect is that the pound for pound, you're not going to get a good deal. Secondly, the chances are that the person selling you one of these part-worn tyres doesn't actually is fully au fait with the safety regulations. So we have an issue around that. And so we are campaigning and saying, don't make this as a distressed purchase. Actually, there are other alternatives. And many organizations, many companies now aware of this issue, aware of the cost of living crisis, will actually give you, they'll give you interest-free payments so you can actually pay for this. So one of the things that we're actually trying to say, and we're talking about this in the Tire Safe campaign this year, is think about it as a something that you, not just a last-minute distress purchase. If you check your tyres and you plan for them, and this is particularly important for the grey fleet drivers, so you've got to keep yourself on moving and on the road, rather than having to take time off unexpectedly, potentially miss an important meeting or a sale because you're suddenly having to react to something. If you check your tyres and you plan for them, you can book your car in, get your tyres checked, and actually, if necessary, you can pay for your installments. So it helps you also with your budgeting as well, so that you can, continue to operate for the company.
And I think what many employers don't often realise is the level of responsibility they have for grey fleet journeys and grey fleet vehicles. While, to a certain extent, the ownership of the vehicle is irrelevant, the company still has a legal responsibility to ensure that that vehicle is safe and appropriate for the journeys it's being used. So I think the fact that we're in Tire Safety Month now, it's a really great opportunity for employers to communicate exactly this sort of information to their employees who use their own cars for work, and to encourage them to check them more thoroughly and just make them aware of the issues around part worn tires. And to hopefully make them focus more on tyre safety, not just this month, but all year round, really, as I'm sure you would agree.
Yeah, I think, another bunch of facts, if you like, because obviously you shouldn't just be tyre safe, want to check your tyres, well, worry, because there is a real need and benefit in doing this, in preventing damage. And, I don't want to keep talking about killed and seriously injured. If you don't check your tyres, you're going to be involved in a very, very serious incident. You may well be, but the chances are you're just going to be involved in a damage-only incident. But that then can affect your ability to perform for that company, of course. And you may be that you don't finish your delivery for the day. Your vehicle may be off the road for several days or weeks. And ultimately, the impact for the business in not doing these basic checks can be, quite severe. But I give you another piece of research that we did, Simon, that, and you're aware of this. What we did was, because I do believe that this is a hidden killer, but also it's a hidden problem, and certainly a problem that I don't think businesses are quite fully comprehending as well. So what we did is we did an agreement with the National Police Chiefs Council. We went into the police crash compounds of five police forces on an agreed day. We went in there, and on those days we inspected 81 vehicles who were already in the compound because they'd been removed there for a number of reasons. They'd been involved in collisions. And what really frightened us, if you like, was that 74% of those 81 vehicles actually had tyre defects. So of the 324 tyres that were inspected, only 190 didn't have a tyre defect. And that included, part worns, illegal repairs, perishing, everything that we've talked about today, we found in those police crash compounds. And you might have heard us talking about this before, Simon. One of the things we found on one car was that one tyre was 42 years old, and its partner on the front there was 41 years old, and was in a pretty poor condition. Probably one of the reasons why they were involved in the collision, and why potentially a third of tyre-related incidents are rear-end collisions, because people physically could not stop. So again, it's not... We are basing our concerns and our campaigns around this kind of research, and it's something we're looking to do again, just like we did with the Tread Depth survey, is we're looking to do this again, work with the police forces, go into the compounds and check these. So it's not that these were been put to one side because there was believed to be a tiny event. They were just in there for a number of reasons, and this was literally a random check. And I think that just highlights the scale of the problem. People have been involved in collisions because the tyres are illegal and defective.
So we've covered all the major sort of groups of vehicles that are used for work. Is there any overall message you'd like to give to business owners or driver safety managers about the importance of tyre safety and how they can communicate that to drivers?
Well, I think the message hopefully has come out loud and clear in this interview. What we're asking people to do is to act on their tyres. Ask your drivers, ask your managers to undertake their daily checks as you propose within the Driving Better Business program. Improved tyre safety management is absolutely essential for many, many reasons. It's better safety. There are significant business benefits. We talked about the police crash compounds just now. Irrespective of people just think, there's a cost to replacing the tyre. But again, we're talking about, being potentially involved in an incident. Well, one, your vehicle downtime. We always talked in Driving Better Business, didn't we, about bent metal costs, insurance costs, premiums, etc., everything going up. So though, then we just talk generally about being involved in a collision. Obviously, here we're talking about tyres being a causation, not just a contributor, but the actual causation of the collision. So again, we talk about fuel and tyre efficiency, but also think about if you're involved in a serious incident on the network, what about the statutory removal costs of being taken to that police compound? That could run, particularly if you've got an HGV, that could run into thousands of pounds, as well as all the other costs that you could probably think of in terms of replacement vehicles, bent metal, repair costs, etc. So I think the overall message to business drivers and the managers of those business drivers is that this is an important check of a safety critical component that can have huge consequences above and beyond perhaps some of the things that you'd already thought of. So please, join us, support us.
There are a number of tyre safety related resources on the Driving for Better Business website. Go to drivingforbetterbusiness.com, click resources at the top of the page and search for tyre, or click the link in the show notes. So I said at the top of the show that this podcast coincides with Tyre Safety Month, which you run each year in October. The theme for this year, for 2023, is Be Safe and Save. Can you tell us what you want our listeners to take away from this campaign? What's the main theme of the campaign? What are some of the key messages and what do you want people to take away from it?
So thanks for mentioning that. I mean, Tyre Safety Month, as I say, this is traditionally the month where we ask people to rally around and support Tyre Safe and the campaign and what we're doing. So as you mentioned, this year's campaign, because the cost of living crisis is continuing. People are trying to find ways to save money. What we're trying to get across, and some of them are quite light-hearted messages that we're putting out there, people not reusing the tea bags or darning the socks and all these kind of hacks that you see on the web. But actually, there is a very safety message. And what we're saying, and we've talked about it today, is actually as a business and for your drivers, and we talk about grey fleet drivers, actually by acting on your tyres, by doing your daily checks, you are better able to plan for when this component, which is designed to wear down, needs to be replaced. So again, you can budget better, you can financially manage your vehicle fleet better by undertaking and understanding when and where something needs to be done. But again, we've talked about the sheer numbers, huge numbers, that as we turn an increasing spotlight on the scale of the problem out there, that even if your drivers aren't involved or not the primary vehicle that's being involved in it, you could still be hit by somebody else or be involved in a collision with someone else, which could lead to significant congestion, delays for your deliveries, etc. So what we're asking people to do is to understand that it's a win-win, this message. So you can be safe, as we would talk about, of course, in road safety, but you can save money. But there are also other many benefits. So as a company, this can help you with your green credentials, because of course, we talk about £1 billion a year fuel is wasted by driving with underinflated tires. We talk about the fact your tires will wear down quicker. Your carbon emissions affecting the air quality will be significantly higher by driving around with dangerous and defective and underinflated tires. So this is a campaign where we're not just asking somebody to change their behavior or change their opinion. What we're saying is this is a win-win message. Be safe and save, and that could be saving the planet if that's really what you know. It could be about saving your company money. It could be about saving time even. So it's a real win-win campaign, which we decided to do, obviously, on the back of the cost of living crisis that everybody's going through, spiraling costs, and that could be, collision repair costs, insurance premiums. We hear, people talking about them, and I know mine did. They're trying to double my insurance premium this year. Why? I don't know. So I rang around and got a good deal. But everything is going up. So what we're saying is now is not the time to compromise either on safety or the performance of your vehicles and particularly your fleet. So please have a look on our website and tyresafe.org and have a look at the camera and use those resources. You can see them there. Use those resources to continue to help us to raise awareness of this ongoing huge problem that hopefully we've managed to explain to people today.
Fantastic. I'll put a link to the TyreSafe website in the show notes at the end, along with some links to some other appropriate resources that we've got that you could use to share with drivers as well. So thank you everyone for listening. Stuart, I wish you the best of luck with this year's campaign. I hope it goes really well. And thank you very much for talking to us.
Thanks very much for your time, Simon. Thank you for this opportunity.
You can find more information on Tyre Safety Month at tyresafe.org, along with a recording of this year's Tyre Safe briefing and many other resources for you to share with your drivers. You could also consider becoming a supporter of Tyre Safe to help them continue their excellent research and campaigning activities. You'll find all these links in the show notes.
Brought to you by Driving for Better Business.